Today is Monday, April 1st, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Built. If you pay rent, it's time to turn your rent game around with Built Rewards. Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. You just pay your rent every month through the Built Rewards app and watch the Built points roll in. You can put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or toward a future rent payment. So go earn points by paying rent right now. Why wouldn't you? You're paying rent anyway. When you go to joinbuilt.com/morning, that's joinbuilt.com/morning. Over this holy weekend, thousands of Israelis have gathered over the past 2 days to protest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government and call for a new election to be held. The protests are expected to last for the next few days at least, while ceasefire negotiations resumed in Cairo yesterday, and Netanyahu underwent surgery for a hernia last night. Imagine that, being able to get the healthcare you need when you need it. Fallout continues from last week's bridge collapse in Baltimore, with experts estimating that it's going to be about 5 months until operations will resume for businesses and people who utilize the Port of Baltimore, which is one of the busiest ports in the U.S. Over $100 million worth of cargo passes through every day, and some estimates have put the economic loss at $15 million per day that it remains closed. While it's not expected that the port closure will have an effect on the overall U.S. economy or on inflation, it's a problem for the regional economy. However, the federal government has pledged $60 million toward rebuilding the bridge. That's what you get when you have a president who is partial to transportation. AT&T announced over the weekend that the company is investigating a data breach involving the personal information of over 70 million current and former customers that's being leaked on the dark web. The breach occurred 2 weeks ago and affects 7.6 million current AT&T account holders and over 65 million former ones. But the specific information that was compromised, whether it's names, social security numbers, phones, or emails, varies by account. AT&T says that they have not yet identified the source of the leak and that the incident has not yet had a material impact on their operations. Must be nice. They also say that they will reach out to any affected customers and that they plan to offer complimentary identity theft and credit monitoring services and encourage customers to monitor their accounts. Wow, so generous. For our final story, most fast food workers in California will start earning a minimum wage of $20 an hour starting today. This is the result of a law that's going into effect, which was passed in the state legislature last year. And for many of the 500,000 fast food workers who work in California, this will mean a 25% pay raise. Now, we best not see that dollar menu becoming a $1.25 menu. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Built. Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. So pay your rent every month through the Built Rewards app and watch the Built points roll in. You can then put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or towards a future rent payment. You can earn points now by paying rent when you go to joinbuilt.com/morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.